You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week is Neurodiversity Celebration Week in Aotearoa. Professor Karen Waldie is a professor in the School of Psychology and with the Centre for Brain Research at the University of Auckland. I started by asking Professor Waldie what Neurodiversity Celebration Week is and why it is important.
Let's start with what is neurodiversity. And it's a term that was actually coined in 1998 by an Australian sociologist with autism. And it was traditionally used to refer just to autism, but now it's used to refer to basically any of the neurodevelopmental conditions that we see starting in childhood, such as ADHD or dyslexia. And it basically refers to these conditions where kids and adults may process information differently from what we would call neurotypicals. And I think the neurodiversity Awareness Week, it's basically a chance for people to get a bit more understanding about these group of conditions. And I've seen in the news and so on a bit of discussion around inequalities with some people not accessing help and so on. So it's a way of also people becoming aware of inequalities in our society, I think.
And you've previously written about an underdiagnosis of ADHD. Why do you think it is underdiagnosed?
Well, yeah, I have. And it's basically, I think it's because of New Zealand specifically, so other parts of the world, and I originally come from Canada, but I've lived here for 25 years. It's pretty much because I think New Zealand has been a bit behind with the whole awareness and diagnosis and treatment of ADHD and other conditions. And, you know, for example, the Ministry of Education only recognized dyslexia as a real condition in 2006. So we are a bit behind. We don't have perhaps as many people available to assess children. You know, for ADHD, it is a medical diagnosis. So you kind of jump through hoops between, you know, your GP and likely a developmental pediatrician for a diagnosis. And other conditions might be diagnosed through a educational psychologist, and so on. And all these things take time and typically money just to be seen. So, yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah, it sounds it. And there's been a bit of a trend on things like TikTok lately with people self-diagnosing, particularly adults. How does self-diagnosis work, and how, more broadly, is ADHD diagnosed in adults?
Really good question. And I think with TikTok and other social media, there's basically just been a rise in the amount of information that's available to people that don't have access to these specific diagnostic tools that people, that like myself, use. So, for example, with things like autism, ADHD, dyslexia, and so on, we use this big clinical book called the DSM-5, which is a diagnostic and statistical manual. And it basically tells you how to, how to rate symptoms and will give you a pathway for diagnosis. And so people are getting that information and sharing it, whereas once it might have been, you know, sequestered away in the ivory tower or in medical school and so on. And so people are getting the symptoms that are required for a diagnosis out there, and people are saying, oh, well, actually, this makes sense. I do have, you know, 6 of 9 of these required symptoms, so maybe I do need to get a formal assessment. So even though there is a lot of misinformation, you know, in the general media and in social media in particular, I think that it is okay as a first start that basically, you know, any information, I think, is powerful. It's necessary to understand your own strengths and weaknesses and those of your child, perhaps, or your partner, and so on. So it's a good first step. It's not, you know, where you would, you know, leave things, but it is a first step to maybe recognizing that there might be a, you know, an issue in your life. And with adult ADHD, basically it just requires one fewer symptom that the childhood diagnosis requires. It requires significant distress in your life and those of your family. And you've got to be able to provide some evidence that it was a part of your life from an early age. And that's why, you know, the older term for neurodiversity was neurodevelopmental disorder. And that's because these are things that start, you know, things that run in families. We believe they, you know, they're with you from birth, or what we call congenital. And yeah, so we just have a lot more information that's become widely available nowadays.
That was Professor Karen Wold on Neurodiversity Celebration Week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.